Good morning. Clouds broke up a bit overnight as high pressure at the surface is finally building in behind the system that brought all of the chilly, raw, and unsettled weather earlier this week. This will lead to at least partly sunny skies today, and temperatures reaching back through the 40s and 50s and in many locations into the lower 60s for afternoon highs. There is some energy, which will be diving in from southern Quebec and Ontario and in our area this afternoon, and this could produce a late afternoon passing shower in spots, which will last into the nighttime hours tonight. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy overnight as lows drop back into the 40s. Still the risk of a shower on Thursday as this energy continues to pass through, but again, most of the time will be dry and partly sunny, with highs tomorrow in the lower to mid-60s. As that energy passes by, we'll dry out once again on Thursday evening, but another round of energy will pass by on Friday, which could also produce a few scattered showers, otherwise mostly dry to finish off the work week, and partly to mostly cloudy skies will lead to temperatures in the middle 60s. By the weekend, a new area of high pressure will settle in for the day on Saturday, keeping it dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs back into the mid-60s. And right now, it looks like it'll stay dry on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds and staying in the middle and upper 60s. A new area of energy and a front will approach for the early part of next week, which will produce a chance of showers and maybe a thunderstorm on Monday as highs push into the lower 70s and staying in the 70s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the upper-level low over the northeast will move off into New Brunswick and the Gulf of St. Lawrence today. Rain and snow will fall over northern New England as the system moves out and eventually off into the North Atlantic. Snow totals of up to 2 inches, with locally higher amounts are still likely over northern portions of Maine and New Hampshire through this evening. Meanwhile, a front will cross through the northern Rockies today, producing rain in parts of the northern plains and upper Mississippi Valley and through the Great Lakes, and an associated boundary will bring up to 1 inch of rain to the mid and lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys into tomorrow. Elsewhere, upper-level energy over Texas will produce showers and thunderstorms over the southern part of the state into the western Gulf Coast through this evening. And a lingering front over Florida will produce showers and thunderstorms over the southern half of the peninsula through tomorrow. Finally, another upper-level low will approach the northern parts of California on Thursday. The system is expected to produce low-elevation rain and up to 1 foot of snow over the Sierra, with locally higher amounts through the end of the week. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow showers and fog, 21 degrees with a northwest wind at 35 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 19 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 43 degrees, the dew point 38, 82% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.85 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 18 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the lower to mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with the risk of a few late-day showers and highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 48 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 44, that's 14 degrees below normal. 17 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 2.03 inches, which is 51 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 14.67 inches of rain for the year, which is 1.98 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 21 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 145 now for the month, which is 9 above normal, and 6,222 for the season, which is 307 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low, 47. The record high, 93, set in 1900, and the record low, 31, set in 1977, 1971, and 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:33 a.m., sunset this evening 8:11 p.m., 14 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a late day shower possible today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with an isolated late day shower possible today and highs in the lower to mid 60s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with late day showers possible today and highs around 60. Scattered showers tonight and lows in the mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with an isolated late day shower possible today and highs around 60. Scattered showers tonight and lows in the mid 40s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with an isolated late day shower possible today and highs in the lower 60s. Scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, just a few showers possible later in the day, lower to mid 60s. A few scattered showers Friday, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy in the mid 60s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, mid to upper 60s. A chance of showers, a thunderstorm Monday in the lower 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds near 70 again on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.